Joining us in the KYMN studios here is Northfield City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
I got the wrong microphone. There we go. I found you there. You're at the same microphone you always are.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody else with us, though.
Good morning. Yeah, a lot going on in the NFL and the Vikings. It is the modern NFL where there's major changes, and even though they had a good record this year, I think they're a long ways from a championship. So
I think in 2023, they're going to be a long way from a championship still. Hopefully, you can get a little bit closer. Ben Martin is with us. Let's talk about, I want to talk about a story that Rich ran this morning, and that's about Emerald Ashmore. We knew for years that it's on its way. We finally found an Emerald Ash borer here in Northfield, and it just signaled its arrival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very recent confirmation by the Department of Agriculture confirming that. We did find that on a ash tree in the north area of Oddfellows Park. It showed those signs that we've talked about, bark cracks, woodpecker damage on the tree canopy, and so that really is showing the infestation. It's really a matter of time. We've been talking about it with the city for a while, and really heading into the South Metro, and it's been moving, or be moving across Minnesota as well. So it's here, and it moves pretty quickly once it starts to set in, and we've seen in other communities in Minnesota, it's really after 2 to 4 years from laying their eggs, the ash borer, ash trees really start to die pretty quickly after that point in time. So looking to take action, the city's been working on it, but certainly encouraging people to identify, and if they're interested to learn more, we can get information out to them.
Now, we have been we've known for several years, quite a few years, that it's coming, and there's not much we can do about it, but Northfield has been doing some things about it through the years. They have been, if memory serves, there have been several instances where ash trees have been taken down, or maybe replanted, different trees replanted there that aren't susceptible to that.
Yeah, so we have a large canopy in Northfield in our public right-of-ways that are ash trees. 15% is what our study has indicated. That includes parks. It also includes along street right-of-ways that is a city responsibility with a tree. So certainly on street projects, we've been removing ash trees on street projects as we've been going through replacing the trees, at least on a 2-to-1 basis, and most recently we've been replacing them on a 3-to-1 basis. We also received a Department of Natural Resources grant in 2022. We replaced 100 ash trees in addition to those steep projects, and then we also have 25 more planned this year, but we have a long ways to go. We have 1,600 ash trees still on public land that we need to address, and so we'll certainly probably be ramping up our budget discussions this coming year about more proactive preparation, or I guess at this place now reactive, I guess, actions that we'll be taking in preparation of that. As far as, you know, what might citizens be doing on private property at this time, we don't have any private property program, so at this point it's a responsibility of the homeowner. We do have staff and contact information that hopefully you guys will make available to your listeners if they'd like to know more information, but basically you can treat the trees, so there are tree professionals out there that can extend protections for them for a couple of years, and it requires treatment with that. I personally have three ash on my property and my boulevard, and one in my boulevard, and I did work with the city staff, so I'm following our rules too. So I worked with them to make sure I was following it because I wanted to personally be proactive. Big, beautiful ash trees. And so I had three of them done. I had them tagged, and I had them inventoried with our staff as well. So it's in our computer systems where they've got it mapped now for the ones that, the two that are in the right of way, and then the one that's on my private property. So there's a cost to it, and people have to consider that. But if they're in poor condition, really the best move is to remove them, and then looking to replace them as well. So, more to come. Unfortunately, it's here, but we knew it was coming. Shelley is our horticulturist, and again, contact information you guys can have available to your listeners.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the you mentioned road reconstruction. That was the dominant topic of discussion last night. Let's start off with a Wall Street Road and proposed Is that a reclamation project?
Yeah, so this is a full reconstruction project that we have coming forward next year in our capital plan, and it's from 4th Street and East Prairie Street intersection to the city boundary, basically on Wall Street Roads, at about 700 feet east of Rosewood Road. This is a county-designated road that's in the city, so it's a city and county partnership on design and funding and maintenance related to the roadway. It's currently a rural roadway, so it's got, the two drive lanes with very limited public utilities, no sidewalks, narrow shoulders in the section along Spring Creek Road, and the surface condition is extremely poor. And so this is a long time coming. We're very excited to see this project coming to a head. We do know that we are going to be, one of the big things that's going to be new with this is we're going to be changing to a urban design. So again, residents in our community tell us they don't feel safe biking on our streets, and not everyone can or wants to drive. And so streets that separate space for cars, people for people on bicycles and people for walking are really the safest streets for everyone. This is clearly one of those streets. We have the Mayflower neighborhood that's really disconnected in many ways from our community to be able to kind of come into the swimming pool and downtown. So we talked about that, really focused a lot of the policy discussion for the council on that. So at 4th Street, heading down, we'll be looking at on the north side to be adding a two-way bikeway with a separated sidewalk on that section. The council had strong support for that. We're trying to minimize tree impacts on that side, certainly. In that area and to some neighboring properties, got a retaining wall that will be carefully reconstructing proposed for that. On the south side in that section, we had a discussion about potentially adding an additional bike trail, two-way bike trail on that. There would be tree impacts and would be connected to a future connection as we continue east. We'll talk about that in a minute. So we did talk to the council. Do you want to look at that one or add that one or not? Maybe continuing east past Spring Creek Road on that south side, or there will be a two-way bike path heading out and connecting out into that area to that Rosewood. I'm not quite as familiar with that one trail. We'll be connecting to that Rosewood trail in Rosewood Road, and so that is planned on that section. So on that south section from 4th Street to Spring Creek Road, kind of going back to that one, the council basically indicated that they didn't see that as a needed section to complete if we had it on the north side. And we do have a safe planning connection as it relates to Spring Creek Road. That is, we do have a number of other things going on in that area. It's a future Milltown State Trail, so we're planning on some crossings there and building out a little plaza area. It's kind of going to be a main connecting point into Northfield from the north, and then people heading from the south to north might choose to head back into the city or continue north in that area, so that makes a logical connection at that point. The last piece of it, really, that the council had some discussion on was on the continuing east at Spring Creek Road on the north side along Oaklawn Cemetery, leading to a future residential growth area. I think the timing right now would be to at least grade it out for the ability to add in the future sidewalk or bike path or both. But we had the option of building it out now as an option as well. We have had developer looking at that in recent history. So it would potentially provide a connection to that in the future, or to at least extend it past the cemetery. Unlikely we'd be having the cemetery take on the cost of that connection, so that wouldn't be the plan to pass any of that along. They have financial challenges, and so that would probably be a city-county cost anyway. So there was a lot of discussion on that one, and I'd say there was mixed support on that one, so that's probably one we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, what if you're going east on Wall Street Road, how far out is the city limits? Where does the county begin, and have you been working? I'm presuming you've been working with the county or in conversations with the county on this as well.
Yeah, basically 700 feet from Rosewood Road is past that intersection. So the north side of the road, the city boundary ends just past the cemetery, basically. But there is some development on the south side, and it basically goes just kind of past that, just past our development on the south end of the city to the corporate limit. So that's kind of the project area with that. So this will really help also slow traffic down and hopefully make them feel like they're coming into the city. That'll be more clear.
Now, you had you talked quite a bit about some different aspects of that, and I'm trying to follow along in my head while I'm doing that. Now, is the scope of this, is it just Wall Street Road from like 4th and Prairie on out east? Or does it branch off into Spring Creek or anything? It's just the one road, is that correct?
Just one road, all within that right-of-way.
Okay.
Really is that piece that you just described, Jeff, so that's
okay.
Right.
And we have seen in some areas of the east part of town, the southeast area, there is a difference between a street that's has ditches and pavement, and I guess it's city and rural, or this is going to go all city, so it'll have the ditches and the drainage in it?
Yeah, so we're going to have the stormwater management will move to a curb and gutter design,
mm-hmm.
so it will have a collection system for the stormwater, and really then that right-of-way will change from a large ditch, and it'll be more at grade on the sides, which will allow for those trail connections to go in. That will really be kind of the improvement related to that. So we'll be going away from the ditch system. Now, there still will be some drop in grade, particularly on the south side. We have the golf course along there. So that's going to naturally drop down still, and we're working with them. And the other big property owner is Carlton and the ARB on the north side. So we've been working closely with them as well.
Once again, City Administrator Ben Marting is with us. Let's move on. If you'd like to take a look at those plans, I'm sure they are available somewhere on the website.
Yes, we have a project page for that, and we'll be scheduled for the council to review the feasibility report at the next meeting and give direction, and so more to come on that one.
Let's move on to the next topic, which is had quite a bit of conversation last night, and that is the bike lanes along Lincoln Street South. We had a group representing some of the homeowners in that area. Nobody's really too thrilled about having a divided bike lane with a curb and everything in there. But the council seems to be wanting to go in that direction anyway. Let's talk about that and what was discussed last night.
So this project, unlike Wall Street, we're really on the very back end of this project related to plans and specifications. They're complete now or nearing completion, and it's scheduled for action at the first meeting in April. The council had discussion of the project. It's really our first formal discussion at the council since the January meeting where they adopted the feasibility report. We did bring back our consultant with Alta, who helped with our ped and bike plan and an analyzation project that was approved in October of last year, really addressing some of the concerns from residents on the new proposed off-street bike paths, as well as the along the corridors, as well as the protected on-street bike paths. There was good discussion of council as well, varying opinions from council related to the project. I think one thing too is there's really respectful and thoughtful deliberation on the issues of the council. I think they clearly, staff and the council are truly listening intently to the neighbors and also considering the larger network issues. We had one councilor that was in attendance, but one thing to note, I don't think that it's a clear path of approval on this one. I think there's a lot of differing opinions. The number of the council people expressed that last evening as they've been digesting it. We have two new council people and several that have been along the way, but scheduled for April, and really because of there's so much integration of the bike network within these street projects that we have on this particular project year, that really staff's indicated with where we're at in the phase. If we don't get approval at the upcoming meeting, what we would be proposing to do is the project would basically be shelved, and then we'd be reevaluating and in the capital plan in the future and kind of where to go from there and evaluating things. So that would continue in May or June is when we would be starting that five-year mm-hmm. capital project. So requires a simple majority for the first meeting in April, but then later at the end of April, should it pass, there is a two-thirds approval related to the financing mechanism of it, too. So if we had all seven there, we would need five out of seven to move forward the larger financing that's planned. So,
and that would be in June then?
Yeah, that would be, or that would be at the end of April, should it be approved at the beginning of April, so the second meeting in April. So we'll see where it goes. We do have a big project year next year related to things going on. So there is a chance that we might not have a project happening this year, but we'll find out the status at the upcoming April meeting.
All right. And for the residents in that Lincoln Street area, man, I'm on your side. If you look at the plans, there's so much going on in like a block span. With, you know, the multi, it's not single family homes, it's all townhomes out there. So you'll have a lot going on, and routing that through the park, which it already is being done, seems like a simple solution and the best solution to be. So that's my two cents worth. Ben, I won't harp on you too much because you're not the one making the decision.
I would say that I realize that, you know, obviously change is difficult, and it's particularly difficult in a well-established neighborhood. And then you're trying to come up with retrofitting. I mean, I think all the council people recognize that the world's changed a lot related to biking and pedestrian and how we do street design. So as we do new housing subdivisions, you're going to see these integrated with that to add some biking facilities. And even like the Wall Street Road project, we really don't have a lot of direct accesses. So clearly there was a lot of support for adding the bike lanes in walking paths in on that project.
Once again, Ben Martig is with us, who is, Ben is, of course, the city administrator. Anything else on that project before we move on?
Nope, stay tuned. Okay. And certainly, yeah, if you'd like to weigh in that upcoming meeting, we have many ways for people, residents, and others in the area and otherwise to weigh in.
All right. Let's move on to the strategic plan. You had some updates on the strategic plans last night, not major stuff, but stuff that we can talk about.
Yeah, Reese Kareem, our our assistant to the city administrator, was in and gave an update on the strategic plan report, annual report that we gave. And really a lot of projects going on in our six strategic plan areas. Some of those just to call out is, fortunately, we have seen a 20% increase in our lodging tax revenues from 21 to 22, coming out of COVID, obviously. And so we're back on track with some of our goals to try and see tourism grow here. Having people come into our community and spend money is always a good thing. We've on the housing end, we've seen 187 rental units been added since our strategic plan, including Fifth Street Lofts, Timberfield, Spring Creek, and Hillcrest 2 projects happening. So a lot in the housing world. We are continuing to have our boards and commissions and our staff better reflect our community as it relates to the racial makeup and diversity of our community, and our boards really are percentage-wise is really exceeding kind of that standard based on last year. We're waiting for the current data to get updated with that. And then a lot of things related to our climate action plan efforts as well. We've got those energy efficiency rebate programs encouraging residents to get improved insulation upgrades, air sealing and furnaces. So a whole bunch of activity going on. And I would say if you want to learn more about the big things happening in the city, next Tuesday we have the State of the City event coming up where the mayor will be talking a lot about that. We'll have some video of things happening in our community with our employees doing great work. We'll have live entertainment from some local youth choir. We'll have some awards that we'll be giving out. So it's at the White Center, Carlton White Center, at the Crackham Theater. It's a beautiful facility. Really encourage people, 6:30 next Tuesday, come on out, join us in celebration to learn more about all the things happening in the city.
All right. That's next Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah. Ben, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else, by the way, before you leave?
I think we covered a lot of ground today, Jeff.
I think we did.
All right.
All right. That's City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich